have been reserved for the King's pleasure. Therefore, the King's portion is reserved for you. A prepared position awaits you with the King of Kings sitting at the head of the table. He desires that you sup with him in the presence of your enemies. By accepting his personal invitation, your needs are met, the desires of your heart fulfilled, and to top it off, you will receive the exceeding abundant above all you can ask for or even think of. Imagine that. The more you understand the King's heart, without a shadow of a doubt, you will begin to make more room for heaven's treasures.
Welcome to King's Portion. This is Catherine Joy Foster, and the theme of our program today is Jesus Sought Out Others. We're going to look in Acts, the 10th chapter, the 38th verse, and it reads, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You see, Jesus gives instructions that may seem illogical, but in reality, they carry enough weight for you to receive the impossible. So without the rhema of God, you cannot see the end, the finished work. But with the rhema of God, it becomes a word from heaven that overthrows your darkness. I'll be right back after this message. Plan to stay tuned for the entire program today.
I was just standing there, basking in the sun, and all of a sudden, I was soaking wet. There wasn't a sign in the sky, so I was unprepared without an umbrella. But in the end, it just didn't matter. I loved every minute of it. I knew I was living under open heavens. It really does give new meaning to being overtaken by blessing. Not a dry spot. This is Fran the Fan of HDOR. Uh-oh, here comes the rain again.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is Jesus Sought Out Others. What we find out is that without the rhema of God, you cannot see the end, the finished work. But Jesus wants you to see and receive his finished work, because in the rhema, it is a word from heaven that overthrows your darkness. Now, Jesus gave instructions to many people in many different situations, and one you can see clearly in Luke, the 5th chapter, the first 3:11th verse. And this was, Jesus was teaching the people, and he went out on the lake of Gennesaret, and he rented Peter's boat, and he taught the people. And afterwards, in verse 4, it says that Jesus said to Simon Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. It says, Simon Peter answered him, saying, Master, we have toiled all night. We have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at that word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And this is what Peter came, and he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes, what they had taken. What we find out here is that Jesus says, I'm going to show you a new way to fish. So you are going to move from labor to my favor, and I'm seeking you out. And all you should do is be obedient and trust the instructions I give you, that's going to give you your miracle. So here they had the multiplied business sales because they did what Jesus said. They had to be convinced enough that what Jesus said in their time of need was more than satisfactory, that it was the finished work of heaven. On our program today, you're going to enjoy the music of Tija Reynolds. We find out that Jesus sought out others is because they were chosen. Let's hear her as she sings Chosen, and I'll be right back.
This rap is called Chosen. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation.
Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is Jesus sought out others. What we understand is that without the rhema of God, you cannot see the end, the finished work. But with it, it is a word from heaven that overthrows your darkness. And that can be in any area. So we talked about multiplying business sales. And now we're going to talk about the instruction that fed multitudes. In Luke, the 9th chapter, the 12th through the 17th verse, is showing how Jesus was in such demand that wherever he went, they had people following him. And so he began to teach them. And they had been there for a while. And what this disciple said to him, "Send them away, that they may go into the towns and country around about and lodge and get victuals. For we are here in a desert place." And Jesus said to them, "Give ye them to eat." And they said, "We have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fish, except we should go and buy meat for all this people." For there were about 5,000 men, and actually they're saying it could be up to 25,000 people because they weren't including the women and the children at that point. And he said to his disciples, "Make them sit down by 50s in a company." And they did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and brake and gave each to disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat, and they were all filled. And there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. See, there's always leftovers when Jesus has an instruction that is carried out. There's always more than enough. So we have to position ourselves to remove all the unbelief, to know that he cares for us, knowing this, that without any vision, the people will perish. They'll begin to decay because they don't know how Jesus sees. But when we begin to see the end as he sees it, then we know that he will always do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think or even imagine. And everything is based on his love for us. Let's listen to Teja Reynolds as she sings "Your Love."
I'm going to tell you about the greatest love, the agape love, everlasting love, the love that covered a multitude of people, Jesus.
Jesus, your love.